News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Good morning from Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. I tell you what, it looks like this contest is off to a very, very good start. We're on the heels of, America 250. Mm-hmm. I mean, the celebration isn't over. We have the rest of the year to go. As far as that goes, the 4th of July, of course, was a big celebration in Washington, D.C., among other places. But I think this is going to go very, very well as we keep the patriotic theme going along the next several months.
Yep, it's not over. Not here at FM Talk 106.5. And so we have this awesome and massive contest that we're getting cranked up this week with multiple ways to enter, but one massive grand prize going to the winner, like we like to do for our contests around here. So let me just lead off with how you can enter right now. Yep. And that's weekly. We will have on our Facebook page, starting this week, we already have the post pinned to the top of the page, but your chance to post your favorite patriotic photos. And that is whatever that means to you. Like Joe posted in this week's post, where he and a female, I'm guessing it's Joe's wife or friend or family member, and they're dressed up in
Okay. Don't get too deep into Joe's business.
All right, you're right. But and they are dressed up in traditional 1776 garb.
Yeah,
and I think it looks awesome.
He looks like he signed the Declaration of Independence.
He does. And so that's one way to go about it. Johnny, on the other hand, he posted a picture of his daughter serving in the Coast Guard after the earthquake in Haiti, and a beautiful picture with the American flag behind her in the background. We have plenty of other great pictures that have already been posted. Fred with his daughter in front of a fireworks display. I imagine that was this past weekend. And our own Erica, who will not be eligible to win, but that didn't stop her from posting her patriotic picture to celebrate. And so every week we will rerun this Facebook contest, and whoever gets the most likes will determine the winner Monday morning, right when Mobile Mornings goes on the air at 6 a.m. on Monday morning. We'll have our first week winner. And whoever has the most likes at that point on that post will win from American Legacy Company an American-made American flag with the mount kit and everything. So you'll be good to go, and you'll have that American-made American flag ready to roll. And we'll do that every single week. And if you win that Facebook contest for that week, you get an entry for the end of August, beginning of September. We're going to draw for the grand prize. And this grand prize, which I'll tell you about in a minute, is incredible. Yeah. Absolutely incredible.
You've got all of our sponsors are contributing to the grand prize, so it really is maybe the most amazing I've seen since in the 6 years I've been at the station.
And so there are additional ways to enter, and that is by visiting these sponsors. You can go to American Legacy Company and enter your name there with our entry forms. Also, J&M Tackle in Orange Beach, G&D Farm out there in Wilmer, Gray's Craze, Cart Doctor, Piggly Wiggly. These are the places that you can enter to win, and that's because they are the sponsors of this contest and have helped put together a massive summer showcase. This is our America 250 Summer Showcase. The grand prize package includes a huge $2,500 fishing and outdoor prize package from J&M, a sportsman's package valued at $600 from G&D Farms, from Gray's Craze, $500 of charcuterie boards or boxes. They're going to put together an incredible package there. From Piggly Wiggly, a $500 shopping spree, redeemable at the Piggly Wiggly locations in Mobile and Baldwin counties. And from Cart Doctor, a Sound Extreme Elite Power Sports Bluetooth soundbar that you can put on your boat, you can put it on your cart, you can put it wherever the heck you want to. And that is all going into the grand prize. So at the end of August, we'll draw one winner from each of those locations that will be in the grand prize drawing and receive that flag and flag kit from American Legacy Company. And each week on Facebook, we will also have an entrant into the grand prize with a winner of the flag, American-made USA flag from American Legacy Company. So get started now. You can go ahead and figure out which photos you want to use for this contest and post them there. They're pinned to the top of our Facebook page, FM Talk 106.5. And we also have all of the rules and more information on how to enter and where to go on our website, FMTalk1065.com. If you just go there, at the top of the page, you'll see America 250 Summer Prize Giveaway.
Click it.
Or we have the poster with all of our sponsors that says America 250 Summer Showcase there in the middle of the page. Either way, you click those, you'll get to that same page, which will give you much more detailed information than even I gave you right there. But if you want to see how people are already posting and maybe get some ideas, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/FMTalk1065. I already love the photos. Cody, with some really great photography skills here. You have the sun cutting through a thicket of woods there. Beautiful. Monty, with her very, it looks like a young child here, her very first 4th celebration and fireworks show.
Nice.
And she is all America'd up there in that picture. Ben with a great photo from Fairhope on the bay and an American flag there in the background. Ella showing us her home with, and it's all made up with 4th of July. Things there like an inflatable Uncle Sam and all kinds of American flag stuff around. Buddy, and I don't know if Buddy was out there at the UFC event at the White House or if this came from somewhere else, but he has what looks to me like when the Thunderbirds and Blue Angels flew together over the White House, and that's a cool picture. So, yeah, check it out. Incredible prizes. This will run all the way through August, and we will announce that grand prize winner on Midday Mobile on September 1st. So you have a little bit of time to get out there and some time to post your Facebook photos, but we're looking forward to seeing all of your patriotism right here at FM Talk 106.5.
In Midtown and Downtown, I have noticed this year more homes, you know, getting all dolled up for the 4th of July holiday. I just think it's great. It, with kind of like the semi-circle banner that you see at the World Series, you mm-hmm. know, kind of like a flag in a semi-circle. Yeah. A lot of those draped on porches and balconies. There was a house on Dolphin Street that I saw. I mean, I just, maybe because of the 250, but it seems to me like you can bet every year on Halloween, on Christmas. Mm-hmm. This year I've seen more for the 4th of July. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, we've got a text that has come in. I'm really too intimidated to read this text on the air from Catherine, because when I read the text, I know that I'll be under great scrutiny, because it looks like we're under great scrutiny one way or the other. It's not a mean text.
Well, speak for yourself.
me too. It's an instructive text. Yeah. You want to take a shot at it here?
Sure. I mean, I've been choosing my words very carefully these last 10 minutes. I don't know if you
can tell. Not according to her.
Well, I've been called out for my grammar before. And I'm someone who, and my dad, who has had a lot of English teachers in his family.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he's very kind, but he lets me know if I've been saying some things incorrectly.
Wrong tense or whatever.
But,
yeah.
But listen, we're here 3 hours a day. I just let it rip, and sometimes my grammar is incorrect. Did mm-hmm. I say that correctly? I don't know. But Catherine, she's coming after me big time. She says, and she says some kind things here. She says, my name is Catherine Land, and I'm a longtime listener to the station. I'm going to take this as constructive criticism.
Yeah.
She says, one of the programs I catch in the mornings as I'm in the kitchen is Dan and Dalton's show, which I think is pleasant and informative. Thank you, Catherine. So to me, they represent not only the station, but also Mobile, and as such, they should use correct grammar. She says, recently, I heard Dalton, and she came with the receipts here.
Yes, she did.
Recently, I heard Dalton say, if Donald Trump had ran as a socialist, and a few days later, when they were discussing soccer, Dalton mentioned guys getting ran over on the field, this is flagrantly bad English. Well, and she says, ran is simple past tense, the dog ran away. If that verb is used with some kind of auxiliary verb, it should change to run. When I arrived, the dog had already run away.
Uh-huh.
She says, this is the kind of mistake that educated people don't make. Well, you know, Catherine, I never claimed to be educated, first off. She also says, Dan makes mistakes, too.
Yeah.
But I haven't made notes about them, so I have no specific examples. Well, I can't believe you're writing down notes on me, man. She said, Sean Sullivan, on the other hand,
yes,
uses standard English in his show. Well, if you like him so much, Catherine, why don't you marry him? If he uses such good English.
Don't take it that way. She's trying to uplift our show and make it. If we comply with Catherine Land and sharpen our skills at grammar, she will have seen us go from last to first.
Yeah. Well, I've been called out plenty of times on my grammar previously, and I will say that I make concerted efforts to speak correctly. She says, everybody makes errors sometimes, but it seems to me that these guys ought to try harder.
I think she's right.
And then she says, I am saying, and I think her text got cut off, because at this point we're around 500 characters I only know that. It's an estimated guess. I'm not educated. But I will say.
You took it pretty hard, Dalton.
She's noting that I have issues with the past tense of run. But when I was talking soccer and said guys getting ran over, that was more slang than anything. I've been talking about guys getting ran over for a long time. I know it's incorrect grammar there, but we're talking about football fields.
Yeah, I know. You just got
run over. But I noted, Catherine, I will make even more efforts to have better grammar, but it's kind of tough when I'm spending 20 hours a day reading about Israel and everything else. So.
Can I reply to all this, too?
Please.
Here's what I take away from Catherine's text. Dan and Dalton, she listens to the Dan and Dalton show, which I think is pleasant and informative.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. That's what we're doing here. We're generally pleasant and informative people.
Mm-hmm.
We don't always do it with the best grammar. Catherine, I'll tell you what. So let me just give you a little background on old Danny B here. One of seven kids.
Dumb as a rock.
Basically, yeah. The parents ran out of gusto trying to make sure.
They runned out of gusto, Dan.
They ran out of gusto trying to police my academic successes or lack thereof.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, first grade, president of the class. Second grade, vice president. Third grade, out of office. Fourth grade, living on the street. that was my first 4 years in the school system. So I was never a great student. I was a lazy student. It was allowed by parents who were over the whole, Danny, please do your homework thing,
mm-hmm.
because they had six other kids they were dealing with anyway, and some of them may have been slightly more responsive than me.
Mm-hmm.
So they kind of gave up. The old man was just like, he'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
And I think at that point they had delegated most of your raising to your older siblings.
Sure.
So that really fell on them to make sure that your grammar was correct.
Tom Brennan, are you listening this morning? So I come from.
No.
I got into the University of Georgia basically because it was 1977. That's a long, 78, I guess, when I got in. That's a long time ago, and the standards were much lower. And I had to apply to night school, too. I wasn't even allowed in the daytime university. So, I mean, I'm an underdog in every sense of the word.
No, and I do want to say, we're having some fun with this. Catherine, I actually do appreciate that. I do want people to know when I'm making mistakes that are fixable, I will say, if you talk on the air long enough, you're going to make some grammatical mistakes. And that just happens.
Doesn't happen to Sean.
I think she has a less critical eye on Sean because for some reason she's really in love with him. And look at that. Sean's texting in right now. He says, Catherine is my favorite listener. I mean, what is going on here? What is going on
here? Here's what's going on. Catherine, Sean is a favorite of Catherine because she's a stickler for good grammar,
mm-hmm.
and Sean was a very good student, by the way.
I think he has great grammar in multiple languages.
I
can't even get this one down.
Exactly, and neither can I. And look at my birth certificate. I'm not going to. it's a little late for my academic rally.
Yeah.
But in any event, we all come from where we come from, and we try to contribute to the show the best we can with the information, knowledge, and humor that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And she thinks it's a pleasant and informative show. That's what I take away from it. The rest of it is her just kind of being a teacher, doing her job, and trying to make sure that we understand we need to get better.
God bless our teachers, and God bless Catherine.
Yeah.
And Squirrel Vereen, he says, when people say ran instead of run, it bugs me like crazy. Those are often edumacated people. Yeah, I'm getting torn up here. I think to continue the World Cup, thing we have going on here, Catherine gave me a yellow card. I'm not out of the game. She didn't red card me.
Yeah.
But if I get one more yellow, I think I have to leave the studio.
Yeah, and the chances are, with your bad grammar, it'll happen before the show's over.
I might just not talk the rest of the way.
You will not be allowed to play next week's game. That's tomorrow, by the way. It's 8:21 with Dan and Dalton.
Have a traffic tip or your own take on the news? Text the guys at 251-343-0106 on Mobile Mornings.
The text line said, you're doing great, Dalton. You're speaking the way that we understand, and don't let Catherine ran you over.
Well, Maximus, he makes a good point here. He says, Dalton, Catherine needs to stop messing with you. you can't help that you're a Tennessee fan. I mean, come on. Yeah.
So if that's people coming to your defense, they could try a little harder.
Also, Maximus and several of you, as we were talking about our contest there, said, what if we don't have Facebook?
Yeah, I saw that.
And we'll see what we can do about that. But there are also, I mean, you can enter at all of the locations and drop your entry forms there. No purchase necessary, but you can go in and enter there. And maybe if you send us an email to Dalton, D-A-L-T-O-N, at fmtalk1065.com, with that picture, I'll see what I can do. See if we can put it up on the Facebook page. You'll have your chance to win as well. And a lot of text, too, about Mitch McConnell. And like Michael, because that was one of our three big things.
Yeah, that Mitch is now communicating from the hospital the grave, the grave beyond, some would say.
Yeah.
People are saying that the rumors that he's brain dead. He'd say, no, I'm not.
Yeah, and that's what you had some senators yesterday coming to his defense, but it doesn't sound like any of them were on the record, right? The way that it was kind of
Staff put it out there. The one guy that was on the record, I guess who would say, is the CNN
Scott Jennings, who worked. Jennings, yeah, right, he was with McConnell for a long time.
He was with him a long time, and he said he talked to him for over 20 minutes and talked about all kinds of things. That's Scott Jennings, who we've learned to trust and enjoy his commentary and his jousting on CNN.
Yeah, so you have Laura Loomer and some of these others who are reporting that McConnell is on life support and more or less brain dead, and they're just keeping him in the shadows in order to mess with Trump, was kind of her words. I mean, regardless of whether he's having phone conversations or not, that man and so many others that are representing America are in no condition to be making decisions on behalf of American people. And you also, you know, think about the fact that his wife, Elaine Chao, and you could say, like some have, that, well, he was in good enough condition that she felt it was fine to go on her trip to China to meet with the VP.
And that was just a few days after the
3 days after he was in the emergency room. And, and so he's been hospitalized for over 3 weeks now. She's meeting in China with the VP about their quote-unquote philanthropic efforts. It's just, it all stinks to me. And whether he's having phone conversations or not, we saw this man have a stroke on camera. We've seen him fall down like several times. In my mind, he is in no condition to hold that role.
You want to put an age limit on the voting?
Want to put a health limit on the voting. If you're going to stand in front of the camera and completely blank out for minutes at a time and have people escort you to your office, and then have your staff come out and say, that was just a little blip. He's firing on all cylinders. We're good here, folks.
Well, Democrats did it with the president of the United States for 4 years.
Yeah. I mean, what are we doing? It's stupid.
Amazing. But Trump is 81, and Trump, he's the exception to the rule.
Yeah. Well,
I don't see any slowing down in Trump.
Well, and
I had dinner with a friend last
Democrats
night.
Democrats will say you do.
No, they can't say what I know, what I think.
Yeah.
Then they may, on their own, make that observation. But dinner with a friend last night, she said, what's some of the big stuff going on right now? And I said, well, Trump did about five more things. Hey, he will do that in a calendar day. You can break it down to five different stories if you want to. When he meets with the press, he can talk about this. He can talk just kind of shooting from the hip. And then he's doing it all while he's hosting somebody in the Oval Office. Mm-hmm. That's a story in itself.
Yeah.
Then he's off. Then he's off somewhere in the middle of the
Turkey.
Night to Turkey. Trump's good to go.
The important thing, though, is he using correct grammar?
I think he does use correct grammar, but I would know.
We'll have to check the tape.
Look, I was a kid that was asleep in class. It's amazing I can wake up in the morning and look at my clock and understand what those numbers mean and get here on time. It's 8:30 with Dan and Dalton.
Turn up your voice on the text line, 251-343-0106. Now, back to Mobile Mornings.
8:35 on FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. This Wednesday, time to head to McConnell Automotive and talk with Louie Arata. Hey, Louie.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
We are doing fine. Tell us how things are going over at McConnell. Someone looking for a new or a pre-owned vehicle, you can get that done. But also you have a body shop, and they stay busy too, but they keep those vehicles moving through and looking good once they're done with them.
That's right, they do. McConnellAutomotive.com. That's the website, and that's where all the prizes are. And we have got a great selection of them out front. I want to tell you about Dolphin Street.
Okay.
It's a cluster right now. Everybody knows it. Come through the back way to McConnell, down Dolphin Square if you want to. Or just be careful. You can come in. We got one way to come in now. Don't try to drive through the other way like somebody did the other day and messed up his car, but there it's in the body shop right now. But please be careful out there. We got a lot of stuff going on here. And if you got any questions on any of the inventory, give us a call, 251-476-4141, or just give us a call and we'll tell you exactly the easiest way to get here. And this thing should be opened up here soon next week, hopefully. And we're rock and rolling.
No, that's just tough stuff and nothing you could do about it. But like you said, there are multiple ways to get in, and that website is incredible. I talk about it all the time, but you can see the photos from inside and outside all the vehicles and get good facts on what you're looking at there. And then once you get there, your team, Louis, top notch, and you take care of your customers all the way.
That's right. We'll get that car cranked up and get that air blowing so it'll be nice and fresh and cool when you get here.
That's for sure. Well, we appreciate your time this morning, Louis.
Hey, thank y'all. Come see us.
That's Louis Arata. Go see him, McConnell Automotive, Dolphin Street, just east of I-65, and the website, McConnellAutomotive.com.
I think the love affair between you and Catherine has sparked up here suddenly. She's on the text line. Thank you, Dalton, she said, for responding and for being positive about it. She was the one that criticized Dalton and me for our grammar. That's something that, sticks in her craw a little bit, and she's a teacher, I guess, right?
I don't know. I would guess.
Okay. Your Stanley's still bitter.
Nobody, I don't even care.
Nobody. Seems like you really do. Nobody really likes being criticized, I know. I appreciate your attitude, Catherine.
Thank you, Catherine.
And she goes on to say, just walked into the kitchen, heard y'all commenting on Trump and saying, paraphrasing, yeah, but does he use good grammar? Point well taken.
No.
So, Catherine, enjoying the humor along with our improving grammar.
Yeah. Give me a grade, actually. The only way I will know if I'm improving is if I get daily grades from Catherine. So if you can just check in from time to time and let me know.
Well, I'll say this. About 8:45 every day, if you listen along, and then at 8:45, a grade for both of us. That would greatly appreciate
it. Will it be graded on a curve is the question. I don't know. There'd be a small curve with me and you, but
yeah,
regardless.
I'm fine with it.
A lot of texts on McConnell and his fantastic health as well. Pete says he long ago exceeded his expiration date, and as he expires, his wife runs to her CCP handler. Trump is 80. And that's my point. A lot of people want to take it straight to the age. Like, should there be an age cutoff?
Right. That's what I was wondering.
But we've seen the elderly in all manner of professions continue to do their job well and well into older age. I mean, maybe Grassley is nearing that point where he needs to hang it up, but he's been fine for a long time, and he's well past that quote-unquote expiration.
He's
got
to be upper
80s.
Upper 80s. Right,
I forget
now
what his age is. 87, 88 maybe?
87, yeah.
But I don't know so much about the age limit. That seems like it would limit us from having the best of the best. But it would be nice to have a younger average age of people representing America. And by younger, I mean, I don't know, give us some dang 45-year-olds, 50-year-olds, mm-hmm, instead of all of these 90-year-olds. Oh, they're not all 90. But I think health, seriously. I mean, if you're like the one you referenced in a nursing home and no one knows where you've been for the last half of a year.
That was a representative, yes.
And I guess really it comes back to the constituents, too, for a lot of these members of Congress.
It does.
Like, if they don't care, then who is going to care?
Yeah.
But it really matters. And I know that was it's terrible with that Republican who's been out for 4 months and he said it was clinical depression. He was hospitalized because of it. And that's awful. But that also doesn't mean that you should be holding office at the same time. And I don't know if we can have any better checks and balances on that. I think Speaker Johnson, when he talked about, and I hate that I forgot that guy's name, but when Speaker Johnson was talking about him finally telling people where he's been the last 4 months, he kind of sounded a little perturbed only because he said, I've been telling him to come out and tell the people what's wrong with him since the beginning.
Yeah.
He waited 4 months and comes out. In the meantime, you have all of these really close votes. Sean says he's been dead for days, McConnell. And he said, remember when they were wheeling Dianne Feinstein's corpse around the Capitol to quote unquote vote? Yeah. And that was, I mean, I think she had children. But if you're her family member, that's just, I mean, these people do have a legacy. And yeah. even if the American people turn on them in their later years,
sounds a little abusive.
It's abusive. They're ruining their own legacies. Mm-hmm. It's sad to watch. And I think it really kind of embarrassing when you think of other countries. Not that I care what other countries think, but they're like, wow, look at the leadership over there. Mm. They're having to roll them around and their eyes are the only thing moving. It's just something needs to be done about that. And the more important thing to me is McConnell's office is just straight up lying to us, which isn't a surprise, but to act like a day after he was in the hospital where he's been for 3 weeks now, the next day they said, well, he's receiving the best care and we've been hard at work on legislating for Kentucky in the Senate. He's been working real hard.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
I'm sure he has. Let's examine what they said. Let's see. This was a spokesperson for the office, which is what we're used to hearing right now, right? Quote, Senator McConnell appreciates the outpouring of support he's receiving while he continues his recovery in the hospital, a spokesperson for his office said in a statement. They didn't even, get in front of the cameras. Quote, the senator continues to improve and is working closely with his staff, this is what got to you, on Kentucky and Senate matters while the Senate is out of session, end of quote.
Hmm.
And then you have the speaker from Thune's staff speaking on his understanding of the situation. Barrasso's staff, a statement from his staff saying, yeah, Barrasso thinks he had a phone call with him earlier. So they're not even getting in front of the cameras and telling the story.
And that's why I think that he's probably not on life support like Loomer said he was, mm-hmm. because I just have a hard feeling. I have a hard time believing that Thune would allow his staff to say something that would be so easily disproved once the story actually comes out. And you go back and you go, well, Thune said that he talked to him 3 weeks later.
Yeah.
If he was brain dead, then he was straight up lying to us. But
yeah.
Just because you have a phone conversation with him or say you had a phone conversation with him doesn't mean that he's in any position to hold that position. Michael also said, McConnell is old enough to be Dan's dad. There's no chance the ancient turtle man could do that.
Let's take a shot at Dan. Let's not criticize McConnell for his age. Let's throw me into the example.
Also, reference to Dianne Feinstein earlier, someone mentioned Swalwell. The fact that Elaine Chao was in China and cozying up, which we've known of that relationship for years, but they're our greatest adversary right now.
I know.
And what's going on there? This texter said, makes you wonder how many secrets Mitch McConnell's wife has gotten out of him in his demented state. He definitely has a liberal staff member doing his business. Remember, Trump put Chao on his administration that first term.
Right.
Was she education secretary or what was it?
I forget what she was, but yeah, she was there and then she fell out of favor with Trump. 84 is when McConnell first got elected to the Senate. The upper chamber, 1984,
mm-hmm.
2007, he became the Senate Republican leader. And guess how old Grassley is? We missed out on him.
Is he in his 90s now?
92.
Woo!
92. President.
He's corn-fed, though.
He's corn-fed from Iowa. 92 years old. Bernie Sanders next up at 84 years old.
Yeah, and he's rocking and rolling.
Yeah.
He finally turned on Platner. Sanders yep. yesterday. He said, yeah, maybe it's time to pick someone else.
Took a while. He turned on Platner. Now they all have, basically.
Yeah, but Platner has the leverage here. He can stick in as long as he wants. Mm-hmm. And he has that argument that we've heard made so many times. The people voted for him anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna go against the will of the people? They've already chosen him as their primary contender, as their contender out of the primaries.
Maine is such a weird, strange state. That's why we were talking about it yesterday. I was trying to get Quinn's opinion of what that state's all about, voting wise, maybe voting history wise. But it's just like lobsters. And anything I could say about Maine that would be kind of a put down it would be in poor taste. Period. So I won't do that, but it probably not. No, I won't talk about that either. All right. So anyway, just it doesn't seem like it's the most sophisticated
a bunch of voters in the nation come from Maine.
Yeah, I know nothing about Maine except they have rock beaches and lobsters.
Well, I know that my brother Tom got into a beef with the Maine, what's their...
The mascot, the bear?
Yeah, the bear.
that was a great story.
Yeah, so Tommy was coach at the University of Vermont, and Maine's in their conference, and the fans are getting on Tommy, and he gets tossed from the game.
Hmm.
And Tommy, pretty well known up in that area, so when he got tossed out of the game, the fans got a real charge out of it, including the Maine black bear in the black bear outfit, who was taunting Tommy as he was leaving, and Tommy turned on him and said...
Can you say that on the air?
Well, I can't say it all, but he said basically, like, when you became the black bear, did you call your mommy that day? Did you let her know that the great honor that was bestowed upon you, that you became the black bear and you get to put on the outfit? And the black bear just kind of walked off.
Yeah. Like,
okay.
Went back to the locker room, took his black bear costume head off, and put his hand in his head.
Yeah.
His head in his hands.
Yeah.
Backstrap Stacker says McConnell is probably in a coma. He's been a walking corpse for a few years now, and his wife is a Chinese spy. He's basically a Republican Swalwell. Bucky Beaver checking in says on the McConnell situation, seems like the movie Weekend at Bernie's. Do you remember that movie? Y'all have a good show.
Yeah.
And a lot of Jerry Fort Morgan referencing the Iran escalation said Trump should have bombed the hell out of them last week when they were all in one place. And that's what, who was it? Mark Levin was calling for that, which is no surprise. I think Trump is still, even with his language that he used this morning from Turkey, where he called him scum and said, I believe that this MOU thing is over. But he still left that window open, like, well, if the guys, if Lutnick and, not Lutnick, but Witkoff and Kushner want to continue, and Rubio want to continue this, I'll let them. But
they got to go through me.
They got to go through me.
And now the latest statement today was talking about tonight, we're going to bomb them again or something, but I'll give them a heads up.
Yeah, so here's the latest. Trump said that, let me go to it because I have several posts here. He said, speaking to reporters, U.S. President Donald Trump has said that the U.S. will likely strike Iran again tonight, but provide them with a, quote, little warning. This comes following last night's wave of reciprocal U.S.-Iran strikes after Iran targeted three tankers in and around the strait for not using their proposed transit lanes. And then also, he's meeting with Zelensky now and speaking with reporters, suggested that Iranian electricity hubs and desalination plants could be hit as a means to coerce Iran to abide by the terms of the fragile U.S.-Iran MOU. And I know it's not the biggest thing about this war that everyone should be concerned about, but fuel prices, which we have finally seen dropping.
And in Georgia, less than $3 a gallon.
Oh, really? Because here in Mobile, I think we're getting close to that $3 in some locations, but a lot of them still sticking around $3.30, $3.35, $3.40, and could be going up very, very soon.
On the text line, Scott says, I spent months in Maine working. Their politics is not understandable. So he's basically saying what I'm saying. Like, it's a little confusing. It's not something you can just stamp and say, here's what Maine's all about. It's a lot of remote areas.
Well, that's why I've always kind of, and I know that the demographics and the voting is always changing in all of these states, but I've kind of always lumped some of those northeastern states like Vermont and Maine, and then, go out west to Colorado, where you have these liberal hubs, these cities of very liberal people and big money. And then, like you said, a lot of rural area where you have more conservative people just because that's how they are.
More than likely,
like Vermont, as far as I know, they've always been pretty strong on the Second Amendment.
Yep.
But in some other cases, they're very liberal.
Yeah, they're not like us, or they're not like you would imagine. They're strong on some things that are conservative, and at the same time, they're more live and let live. They're almost like more libertarian, I think, but they probably vote more Democrat. Especially, there's not many big cities in Vermont. Burlington maybe is the biggest one, and that's where the university is, and that might be 50,000 people. Hmm. So, professors and college age kids and all that, you're gonna have left leaning voting in that city.
Chris in Orange Beach says, "How about the guy with the ponytail and the cane? That's the only word he knows is impeachment. Is that Al Green? Is that who that was?
Yeah.
You're referencing there.
Yeah.
And then Texter here says the blame should actually be put on the voters putting these brain dead people in office.
There you go. Jeff Poor, awake and well. We'll check in with him and see what he's got coming up on his show on the way next.
Stay on top of big news and the local beat with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig on Mobile Mornings.
I'm going to stay on top of that state beat for sure, though he widens its scope from time to time, certainly. But Jeff Poor, the Jeff Poor Show, is on the way next.
Yeah, good morning, Jeff.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. So why don't we lead off with who you have coming up on the show today. You talked with one AL1 candidate yesterday, and I guess another one on the way today.
Well, yeah, Austin Sidwell coming up. I guess if there were the main challenger to Jerry Carl would be Austin, who I think's done a decent job as kind of a startup candidate, but it is insightful, so we'll have him on. We got Joey Clark, as we do every Wednesday, in the 10 o'clock hour, 11 o'clock hour. My colleague at Breitbart News, Bradley J., will make time for us, and I think we'll hit Graham Plattner and maybe some Iran.
Yeah. And
there's enough there to swing it.
For sure. Thinking about the Austin Sidwell campaign, for someone who's running, I think, his first campaign or very close to it, kind of cool getting two campaigns in 1 year. Get a lot of experience that way and even more recognition. I don't know. Kind of an interesting way to look at it.
Well, I moderated one of the first round debates before they went to the special. And, I mean, like, you know, I heard from people. They kind of liked what they heard from him. I don't know that running for Congress is maybe the best approach. If you want to be a congressman, maybe you run for something else. But I certainly think he could have a future ahead of him if he doesn't win this primary.
Well, yeah. If you're trying to figure out the elections, Dalton, all you have to do is look at the polls. They're always spot on.
Always. That's right.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of conversations with a lot of people about those the polling last month, Jeff. Every bit of those conversations, they're pretty interesting, their take on everything, on why they were so inaccurate, including yesterday with
Andrew Sorrell. I the polling in the state is he's right to a certain degree that people have made up their mind already of who they're polling, and it's going to favor maybe the quote-unquote establishment candidate. But I still think, like, maybe that's part of it. But also, like, you could feel it on the ground. You could feel that Barry Moore was a lot stronger than what the polls were saying. Mm-hmm. Like, you could sense it. It's just like a football sort of vibe or something that, you know, a team's going to do well today. You wouldn't bet against Barry Moore in that election, would you? Even if you saw a poll that comes out that showed Jared Hudson up 7 points, you're like, I don't know about that.
Yeah, and of course, a lot of it has to do with Barry Moore's history of not polling well and winning anyway. I mean, those are like, that's data right there. That's one of the things you were leaning on.
Yeah, but it's also like there's a tangibleness to it, too. There's a historical precedent. But as you travel around the state or you go places and you see more Barry Moore signs, you see more ads, you see more people talking about Barry Moore than Jared Hudson, except in some localities. I mean, there's just things that you can feel in politics. And there's a sense out there that, like, this poll doesn't feel quite right.
Mm-hmm. Now, I hate putting you on the spot, Jeff, but if you had to pick between these two to represent you as a senator, Graham Plattner or Mitch McConnell?
Is it the brain dead Mitch McConnell or the Mitch McConnell of like the early 2000s?
The one we have now.
Whatever that is.
Just that whole story is so crazy to me. And with Chow over in China at the same time, it's just weird.
I mean, like, well, I was up in D.C. a couple of months ago, and I'm telling you, I was waiting in line, and they only allow so many people at a time inside the Senate office buildings, inside the Senate complex. So I'm sitting there waiting, and then here comes old Mitch. They're wheeling him in a wheelchair. So I know he's been there. It's not like one of these Dianne Feinstein situations where she's not been seen in Washington, D.C. for months. But I don't know if he's just somebody just pushing his button for him or something.
Have a great show, Jeff, and we'll talk again soon, all right?
All right. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Catherine. Thank you, Dan. We'll be back tomorrow.